the Varsity wasn't always called the Varsity, and it wasn't always located on North Avenue, right?
That's right. It originated in 1928 on this date, and it was originally called the Yellow Jacket, and it was at sort of the north end of the Tech campus at the corner of Lucky and Hemp Hill Streets. And then it eventually moved to the corner of North and Spring, where it is until today, just off the Tech campus.
Frank Gordy Jr. is the guy that opened the restaurant. Right. Also, he went to Tech.
He was a Tech dropout. He had a grand total of $2,000 in his nest egg. And he benefits from the fact that we are just entering the automobile age in Atlanta. That really, up until the 1920s or late teens, you know, there were very few automobiles in the city. It's only around the late teens that the fire department becomes motorized, the ambulances become motorized, the police department becomes motorized. There are a smattering of cars up to that point, but you see this great explosion of the automobile in the 1920s. So you see it on the landscape. You see the viaducts, Pryor Street, Central Avenue, Spring Street, Techwood being built over the railroad tracks to provide automobile access. You see things like the Plaza and North Highland and Ponce, which is the first off-site parking at that time. You see the automobile dealerships in downtown Atlanta, actually, on West Peachtree Street in particular. And you see the Varsity kind of an emblem of this emerging automobile age Atlanta.
It's Atlanta's first noticeable drive-in restaurant, offering curbside service. I mean, it really catered to folks in automobiles.
That's right. And there would be other ones later on. There was one called the Pig and Whistle up the street from the Ponce de Leon Ballpark on Ponce. That would be another drive-in. And there was one, I think, in Buckhead as well. But it kind of set the sort of stage for this phenomenon of drive-in restaurants.
Although Gordy, I think, had in mind when he first opened the restaurant was to, you know, plug into the Georgia Tech student market.
Which he obviously did.
And he did very successfully. And then it wasn't but a few years after that, and he says, you know what? This is just Georgia Tech. He opens a restaurant in Athens as well.
That's right. And there was the Varsity Junior on Lindbergh. There were four or five that I think opened in different places, and then not only in Atlanta, clearly serving a student clientele and an automobile clientele.
So the location in Midtown, North Avenue and Spring, where he opens up, the city sort of develops around that. There's the Varsity restaurant. They've got huge parking lot. And then the 1950s come along and the Downtown Connector is built.
What happens when the Downtown Connector is built in the 50s is that part of the parking lot is claimed via eminent domain. And so that's when the Varsity makes this multi-tier parking deck that you still have up to the present, sort of a response to a big swath of parking lot being taken by the connector.
The Varsity we know today, the building you see, was actually built in 1940. So it's the second
incarnation
of the original building that was on North Avenue in Spring.
Very quickly, there was sort of a Varsity culture that sort of emerged. You would be waited in your car by these
car hops,
curbmen, they were also called, who sometimes would put on a performance, really, as they were serving you. They were known for their jokes. They were known for their banter. You might even sing the menu to you. Nipsey Russell, who's a famous comedian, got his start, really, at the Varsity, wear flamboyant clothes. You know, he kind of have this patter. You know, they themselves were part of the Varsity experience very much.
And all the service people in time developed their own lingo, their own jargon.
That's right. I mean, it was immensely popular, especially on football days. You know, there would be this huge line, and they had to move the line as quickly as possible. And there would be these legendary people behind the counter who would be, you know, calling out to the customers, what do you have, what do you have, what do you have? But then also have this slang for the different kinds of food, you know, that you might get at the Varsity.
What was the last time you ate there, Cliff?
Oh, gosh. Probably about a decade ago, to be honest. You know,
It's a treat to be savored, isn't it?
That's right.
Do you know what a bag of rags is?
A bag of rags would be chips, right?
Yes. A naked dog?
It's hot dog with nothing on it.
All right. Well, good. Good for you. Cliff, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.